out on a day like this?
It felt good. It felt good to be back here and be able to play in front of the guys. Snow was fun, but it felt great.
How tough was the footing? I mean, it looked pretty miserable.
It was real tough. A lot of guys had to change their cleats early. You know, just ice building on the bottom of your shoes. Just always having to keep them clean to make sure you got good gripping. But a lot of guys slipping, a lot of guys falling for both teams.
Jared, you were great on third down today. Is that kind of what you envisioned when you joined this team?
Yeah. I mean, just to be there whenever 12 needs me is imperative. And just making sure I'm there to help keep the chains moving. And making sure I stay on top of my P's and Q's is important.
It's been a while since the Packers have had a tight end as a go-to guy on third down, especially with as big a body as you have. When it gets to third down, do you relish that role?
Yeah, I think it's always important to be ready, no matter what down it is, because, as you know, he likes to keep plays moving. And whenever he can't find Jordy or Randall or Tay, it's important that you keep working with him and making sure that you find an open window so he can hit you.
You said P's and Q's. You have four games left. Has the adjustment been tougher than you expected coming in? Where are you at with four games left?
Oh, we're keeping this train rolling. That's the most important thing. It's to control the things we can control and focus on us, no matter the opponent, no matter who we got. The focus is in this locker room and the guys that you line up with.
The two long drives in the fourth quarter, I think the two longest of the year, 89 yards, 98 yards. Mm-hmm. What's it take as an offense to put together a long drive like that?
Man, it's just believing in each other and believing in oneself and keeping the chains moving. As long as you got confidence in guys around you, that they're going to do their jobs and get their jobs done, nobody should be able to stop you. So it's about us staying on the field, keeping the defense off, and sustaining drives like the last few games that we've done.
Aaron was visibly limping around out there. What does that say about, you know, the type of leader he is for you guys?
Oh, man, he's a warrior. You know that. I don't have to say nothing about that. He's a beast. Everybody knows that.
After a scoreless first quarter, what did it mean to get the first points on the board with Randall in the end zone?
Oh, it meant a lot. It's hard to convert in games like that just because of the situations that you're in. And when Randall went up on the board, it was a huge spark for us. And we knew that if we got one or two more scores, then we would have them in our hands. So we just kept playing, just kept moving the chains, just kept just believing in ourselves, not getting down whenever we went three and out, and just keep it rolling.